about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the live edition of Let's Paint, Exercise, and let's make blended drinks tonight, and we're taking your calls. All these wonderful things that we can do all at the same time.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Imagine, Mr. Speaker, a world without balloons. How can we make sure that the injustice of there being no helium for comedians to get that high-pitched voice that we all hold near and dear to our hearts. Imagine a world without balloons.
I've got no patience with it. I will not tolerate it.
Oh, my God, I cannot stand that affected butt plug.
Oh, you betcha.
Thank God it's Friday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm so not a raper.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Do you live in America?
Roll another one.
Don't freaking be like that, okay?
Just like the other one.
Thick, meaty, juicy.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Well, that was a miscalculation.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
How's there not been a made-for-TV movie about your struggles?
Roll.
Roll.
Roll. Another one.
Yeah, booty might be burning.
Just like the other one.
God bless you for being honest.
This one seems to be about
sense.
Don't chase me, bro.
And
I don't have another
cent. Booger's not, booger's not, booger's not, booger's not.
Don't
bogart
that joint.
Oh my God, really?
Just pass it around.
Holy masquerade.
Well, don't bogart that joint, my friend.
What? What?
And now.
Hey, guys. I smashed one of my balls in the refrigerator door.
Our feature presentation.
That's not the way to start a Friday.
And just one of them.
And how do you do that? Even one.
Even one, yeah.
I don't understand it. Huh. Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, the 20th of March. And I want to get started with how does the story end? We start with that. Where okay. I'll tell you the beginning, and then you have to guess how does the story end.
How does the story end, my friend, friend? How does the story end?
All right, this story comes out of China. The man's name is Wu, and he has had a longtime girlfriend. So he meets a new woman, breaks up with the longtime girlfriend, and marries the new woman.
Okay.
Okay, so then he starts to get nagged by new wife about old girlfriend, and old girlfriend starts to sort of get to him, you know, text or whatever, leave messages about the new wife. And this guy's solution is to have them all three meet so that they can work out their issues and everyone can get along.
Sure.
So all of that bad blood is just going to go away. So they all get together and they meet. And I ask you, Allie,
how does the story end?
What happens when they meet?
New wife and old girlfriend have hatched a plan unbeknownst to the man. They are working in conjunction to get all his money, and they murder him.
Wow.
Yeah, this has been a plan for a long time. I watch a lot of Dateline.
That's so much darker than what happened.
Oh.
Police spokesman said the girls began arguing. The man's ex-girlfriend felt insulted by a comment made by his new wife, so she jumped into the river.
Oh.
And said, save me.
to the boy
to the guy.
Prove your old love to me?
Yes.
How does the story end?
So what happens?
She drowned.
His new wife jumped in the river. Now there's two of them going, choose, mother effer.
Oh, I thought she jumped in to save her. I was like, lady power.
Nope. Oh. They both jumped in. They're looking at the guy like, all right, now who are you going to pick?
No. Yeah.
How does the story end?
So he rescues who?
He walked away because he's a jerk.
He's not that smart.
Oh.
He rescues new wife. I mean, that's the right decision.
That is the right
And then on his way home, he called his brother and said, hey, call the authorities, get somebody out there. And they went out there and they rescued the old girlfriend.
That is a mess. That's just a mess of epic proportions.
That's just not good in any way. Starting with, let's all get together and talk it through.
Yeah, if you're ending a relationship and there aren't kids involved where they need to get along,
yes,
sever those ties.
Just
Move
let
on.
It go. Right. Yeah. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBee Show, shall we? Comedian Greg Fitzsimmons will be on the program talking about the Hollywood Improv and some of the shows he's doing. We have tickets to the premiere of Get Hard. We have a weird story that Ralph told us off the air. I think he's trying to get some life insurance money.
Something's weird. Again, goes back to my love for Dateline, because I went to a dark place.
Yeah, you did.
And I think we need to tackle this issue.
This sounds like it might be going to a dark place.
Yeah.
So we need to find out exactly what's going on there. There's a new prank. I don't know if it's new. We just found out about it yesterday. That is the best thing that's ever happened, mm-hmm. where people call up whatever shows are taking calls. In this particular case, I think one was C-SPAN. Another was a preacher. And they recite the lyrics to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's what they do. And they make it sound like a real call.
Like they're telling a story.
Yes. And it's awesome.
So good.
We have the movie beat because it's Friday. We're going to check in with Matt Money Smith about March Madness. And you have till 10 o'clock today to get your video in. 2 minutes of you being funny to open up April Foolishness. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:53. Ralph Garman, I'm going to tell you something that's going to make you happy.
5:53?
We just had a...
What happened, man?
It's not good.
Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
No.
You know, Chip's tiny. She's
not large.
She can barely reach things.
I know that.
So we just had Allie come over because they told us their heights, and Allie was lying by about an inch and a half.
Sure.
So she came over. She took off her heels.
Right.
They're the same height.
Woo!
There's two midgets on our show.
Great.
And Brad Williams.
It's a concerning development because I make fun of Chip.
Yeah. No more.
I think that has to stop.
No more.
Suck it, Allie.
Yeah.
Beware of the midgets. They're taking over the world.
That's right.
Taking over the show, I'll tell you.
It's like Lilliput. How about that for a reference?
It's quite a call. Callback.
Gulliver's Travels. The legendary story of Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah, nothing. All right.
You got a degree in English.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You know this. You don't know the Jonathan Swift book, Gulliver's Travels?
Yeah, sure. I don't know the details.
The details? Gulliver ends up...
There's a book called Gulliver's. I would come up with Travels.
But he shows up on the shore, shipwrecked, on the shore of Lilliput, which is a land entirely populated by tiny little people.
That's a great reference, then.
And they tie him down, thinking he's an evil giant.
Yes. Continue.
Any of this ringing a bell?
No, I told you I don't remember it.
Oh, my God. Never thought I'd say this, but I miss Pete. Someone to talk to around here. Hey, how about the offspring? How about the freaking offspring?
Yeah!
How about the sweet, sweet offspring? They're playing. They're playing on July the 30th at the Pacific Amphitheater, or on July the 31st at the Palladium.
Palladium?
Ah, that's it.
Yeah.
Tickets for both
we
shows.
We have a winner, believe it or
I
not.
I didn't even yet. Tickets for both shows go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. But why wait? Why wait that long when you can win tickets right now? 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. Let's say caller number 31, since the July 31st show is at the Palladium. Give me a call now, and you can get your choice. You can pick the Pacific Amphitheater show on the 30th or the July 31st show at the Palladium. Caller number 31 right now gets tickets to see The Offspring. They're a great band live.
It's a good show right there.
I'm very excited. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Jogo Lev. has announced he will be producing and starring in an upcoming live-action Fraggle Rock movie.
Yes!
Fraggle Rock movie!
Yay!
Fraggle Rock!
I heard you.
Fraggle Rock!
Rock, yes.
How do you not love Fraggle Rock?
I don't.
Give me a little Fraggle Rock right now.
And you cares away. Worries for another day. Let the music play. Down in Fraggle Rock.
Come on, Kevin.
The best.
Get on board, man.
I didn't say I'm not.
You don't know. You don't know.
I love it, then. I love it. Couldn't be happier.
This film, by the way, has been in the works for nearly a decade. But the Henson people just couldn't get it off the ground. And now, with the addition of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, that should be the thing that pushes it over the top.
And you can't wait. Where is for another day? Let the music play. Down to Fraggle Rock.
Down to Fraggle Rock. Miley Cyrus has crazy fans, nutty fans.
Nutty bad, nutty good.
Insane fans. Dangerously insane fans. Criminally insane fans.
Okay.
You know, she's dating this Patrick Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
And he's been making headlines because there was some mystery brunette in Mexico that he was with. He claims it's a friend of a friend. They're all partying together in Mexico. And he did a body shot off of this mystery brunette in Mexico.
It's Mexico. That's
right.
Everything goes, right?
Right. Well, apparently her fans aren't pleased. Miley's loyal followers have been sending death threats to Patrick Schwarzenegger, telling him he better run for his life, and he has no idea what's about to come.
What's that like?
Bad, I'm guessing.
It seems like every single day you have a story of death threats.
Death threats. Mm. That's the new thing. Death threats are the new black, Kevin.
That's what I've heard.
Oh, Kevin. One Direction member, Zayn Malik, is taking a leave of absence from the band.
O-M-G.
What's going to happen?
Are you kidding?
How are we going to deal without Zayn? One Direction.
No!
One Direction is going to be performing without him at their concerts in Manila and Jakarta.
Is he one of the good ones?
I have no idea.
They all the same?
I have no idea. Right. They hope Zayn will return for a show in South Africa on March the 28th, but apparently a spokesperson for the band said Zayn's been dealing with a lot of stress and needs a timeout, so he flew back home to the UK.
Needs a timeout?
He needs a timeout. He's been a bad boy. He needs to think about what he's done and come back when he's sorry. How much stress could he be?
I don't know.
If you're 12 and have all the money and all the vagina you could ever want, where is there stress? Why do you have stress? What happens? How did that happen? What's going on?
I can't imagine.
God damn it.
I don't know.
Kanye West is going to headline Glastonbury Music Festival.
Yes.
Yeah.
By headline, he's going to preach, yell.
He's going to yell, asking where the press is again. Yeah. He's headlining the Saturday night show at UK's Glastonbury Festival, and they are not happy, the people who like Glastonbury.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The promoters, I guess, are happy, but there's a petition that's going around the world to have Kanye booted off the bill. Change.org, where you find all those petitions, has one currently. Kanye West is an insult to music fans all over the world. We spend hundreds of pounds to attend Glasto. That's what the kids
Glasto.
Call it. And by doing so, expect a certain level of entertainment. Kanye has been very outspoken on his views on music. He should listen to his own advice and pass this headline slot on to someone deserving. Oh, snap. No, you didn't.
That just happened.
So far, how many people do you think have signed the petition so far?
How long has it been? Day?
Yes.
10,000.
77,000 people have signed the petition. Now, here's the thing. Glasto is already sold out. Because that's how it works. You buy the tickets before you know who's playing. So a lot of people are like, what? And they're like, what? And they say, Saturday, what? They're like that.
I mean, he's like,
because baby, I'm awesome.
He's all awesome.
Also.
Awesome.
I'm also awesome. Also.
Hustler.
I'm also awesome.
Hustler.
Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know.
I think Foozer closing out the show.
That's
I think
strong.
They're headlining the second
That's night. So much better than Kanye.
So much better.
Kanye used to be great, I thought, in live and everything.
I think he's awesome.
Great performer.
Awesome.
He's doing this nonsense.
Yes, he's awesome. Awesome.
Nope.
Hey, celebrity birthdays. Director Spike Lee is 58 years old today. Actress Holly Hunter celebrates her 57th. Cedric Yarbrough, the actor, is 42. Chester Bennington, our buddy Chester Bennington.
He's the best.
He's the best. In Linkin Park, he's 39. UFC fighter Daniel Cormier, he is 36. And Clippers guard, oh, what a surprise, we have a Clipper on the list. What are the odds to have a Clipper on the birthday
Seems
list?
Seems like there's a birthday every day for a Clipper. They don't have 365 team members. I don't know what Dave's doing.
I don't know. Some of them have several birthdays, I think. Jamal Crawford celebrates his 35th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That's the way to wake up right there.
Boom!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:23. On the way, we have Matt Money Smith talking about March Madness. So are you in the top three of our pool, Ralph? No, you're not.
Am I?
Yeah.
No, I did not fill out a bracket.
You know who is? This guy.
You're in the top three?
Thank you.
I'm guessing that means you're third.
Second.
Then why wouldn't you say top two?
I'm not sure. They told me. That's a good question. They told me when I walked in, you're in the top three, so I just accepted that.
All right.
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly.
If I was second, I would say I'm second place.
Yeah, that's probably
Who's
better.
In second
you say
place?
That's better than top three?
That's what okay. I would say.
All right.
Because it would take
I'm
away,
down with that.
It would take away any speculation as to where I ranked.
It's,
Kevin.
All right.
God damn it.
Okay. It's Friday, time for the movie
beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Interesting batch of flicks opening up in Cineplexes around the Southland this weekend. Starting with a little God. Who doesn't need a little God in their lives? I know you people do. Look at you, you godless heathens. This stars Mira Sorvino, Sean Astin, and Ted McGinley. Ted McGinley. Ted McGinley.
Ted McGinley.
Ted McGinley, yeah.
The movie's called Do You Believe? It's the story of a pastor who is shaken by the visible faith of a street corner preacher. He's kind of shown up by this guy who kind of works the streets.
So he killed him?
So he kills him. Says, hey, let God sort it out. He's reminded that true belief always requires action. This sounds like a moving, important film that I will never, ever see. Here's some clips from the trailer of Do You Believe?
What does it mean to believe? It is forgiveness. It is redemption. It is unconditional love.
Where was God the night we lost Kathleen?
Just because we're on the street, it doesn't mean that I'm a bad mother.
You have to choose. Take the first step. That'll change your life.
See, Mommy? God really does love us.
He does, baby.
Is that Kevin?
They say Kevin's missing.
That's right.
You are all going to die tonight.
No, it's not. It's not a horror film.
No, it's not. It sounds like it.
No, it's not. Why does this sound like a horror film?
Stop questioning me, Ralph.
Well, stop saying dumb things.
That's not possible.
You
know that's not possible.
Like, Mommy, why are we living on the street? Oh, honey, God loves us. Oh, he does love us. Look, we have food. Ah, that's a horror movie.
You are all going to die tonight.
Stop playing that. What if the pastor gets a plane in the Do You Believe movie, you think? Maybe he gets himself a Gulfstream?
$65 million plane or whatever it is?
That'd be awesome.
Love that.
Danny Collins opens up in limited release this weekend. Al Pacino plays an aging rock star. Al sings in this.
What?
Yeah, he sings a bunch in this movie.
I'm sure you've heard him sing, can he?
I have and not so much.
Okay, all right.
He plays an aging rock star, decides to change his life, give up the fame and the fortune and the easy buck, when he discovers a 40-year-old letter written to him by John Lennon, encouraging him to be an artist instead of sort of the sellout that he became. This encourages him to reconnect with his son, played by Bobby Cannavale, who I love. Jennifer Garner, Annette Bening also stars in this film, along Al Pacino. Great cast. Here's a scene where Pacino gets his granddaughter and her parents an interview for a school that people usually wait 2 years for, but he's trying to reconnect with his son, so he's trying to do him some favors, and so he greases the wheels a little bit for his granddaughter's education.
Do you really think that we haven't looked into every school there is?
Not this one.
How do you know that?
Well, you know, you can't afford it.
You mean that we have an interview as our family today in 2 hours at the new Compass School?
People wait 2 years for such an interview. Just give me a day to do something good for you. And then, you know, I'm gone forever. And you still go to heaven because you're so damn tolerant. And I will still go to hell because, you know, you can't buy redemption. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a comedy?
No, it's a horror movie. We're all going to die tonight.
We're all going to die tonight.
Here's Kevin's movie. This is something simple for him to understand. Beavers who are zombies.
Love it.
They are the Zombeavers.
Love it.
This is the movie Kevin's been waiting, I don't know, 2 years for.
Love it. Need it.
Fun weekend turns into horror.
Gonna own it.
As a bunch of kids looking for fun wander into a beaver-infested swamp filled with zombie beavers. Who, if they bite you, not only do you become a zombie, but you get giant teeth and you become a beaver as well. That's what happens in Zombeavers. Please enjoy some clips from the trailer.
What is that? Looks like a beaver dam.
Let's go take a look.
What was that?
Someone in there? There's a beaver in the bathroom. Kill it!
Yuck.
Can we please go swimming now? Ever occurred to any of you that there might be more beavers?
We cannot turn against each other right now. That is exactly what the beavers would want.
We're all going to die tonight.
Now that's a movie. That is real Oscars, all of them.
Did it ever occur to you that that's what the beavers want? I'm in.
The Gunman opens up this weekend as well. Sean Penn, Idris Elba, Javier Bardem. Sniper on a mercenary assassination team kills the Minister of Mines in the Congo. That is not a good idea because he becomes a target of a hit squad himself in this film. Tense, action-packed. Sean Penn stars in The Gunman. Here's some clips from the trailer.
You did some bad things. I did some bad things.
You always worried too much, Jim. The past is the past, my friend.
You keep a diary of the horror we created.
I recorded everything. I'm going to throw it out where the world can see it.
Really?
Jim, we have a surprise for you.
She is a remarkable woman, Jim.
Let the real hunt begin!
Ah!
We're all going to die.
No, it's not. Stop it. And lastly, the Divergent series Insurgent. This is going to be the big winner for the weekend. Shailene Woodley, Theo James, Kate Winslet, the Miles Man.
This looks so good.
All star in the second installment in the Divergent series. Beatrice must confront her inner demons and continue her fight against that powerful alliance which threatens to tear society apart. Go get him, Beatrice. Can we call you B? Beatrice is sort of lame as a name. Here's some clips from the trailer of Insurgent.
Janine's never going to stop coming after us. It's time we fight back.
We don't have the numbers.
We will.
This is factionless. This is insane.
Janine claims you're all dangerous insurgents. If we were to combine forces, we'd be unstoppable. I can't let anyone else die because of me.
What does she want with her?
It's the perfect subject.
This is the only chance we have to rescue what little civilization we have left.
Yeah, baby.
Come on, it sounds loud.
It looks loud and action-packed. And
you're all going to die tonight.
If there's some beavers in it, Kevin would really enjoy it if you can manage that. Me, I'm going to check out Danny Collins because I want to watch Al Pacino sing.
But good luck with that.
Puts on a scarf and everything, like out there on stage.
Let me know how that goes.
Ooh, let's sing some songs here. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:40. Just after the top of the hour, we'll talk Final Four with Matt Money Smith. Also, Ralph's trying to kill his wife, so there's that. Yesterday, Ralph mentioned that they are going to remake Scarface. That movie was made in 1983, is still considered a classic by most people. And we're going to talk to Al Pacino about this particular project. Good morning, Al. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
I'm glad to hear that.
You heard about the remake of Scarface, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while, they trot this story out.
Right.
How they're going to remake one of the greatest crime films ever. And every time they do it, I say, wow. That never happened. But this time looks like it's going to happen. I got to tell you.
It's the guy that wrote the upcoming NWA story straight out of Compton. He's writing
it. NWA!
Right. Yeah. He's writing the movie, and apparently once he signed on, now everything's a go.
What's that stand for? NWA.
Can't tell you that.
Can't say that.
Yeah.
Stands for not without Al.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh. That's much better than I thought you were going to say.
That's what they should say.
Yeah.
So
this new movie should not be made without me. Hmm.
What was your reaction when you heard this one is going to be set in Los Angeles? That's weird, right?
I think what we did in Miami was the perfect way to tell that story. Mm-hmm. Because first, you get the money. Then, you get the power. Mm-hmm. Then, you get the women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
That's my Cuban accent. Mm.
Yeah, so now it's...
A lot of people said when I did it, my Cuban accent was unbelievable. And all I can say is now... Take a look at my little friend. Okay. And I'm pointing at my penis.
Now, there's not been any announcement about who's going to play the lead role, who's going to take your role.
Right.
Who do you think could do it?
As I mentioned before, NWA, not without Al.
So no one?
No,
you're saying
me.
No one.
I'm saying I should play.
Right, but you're not. But you're not.
Wow.
Right?
I thought... I was crazy, but I know what not without Al means. It means the movie should be made with me, Al Pacino, reprising my role as Scarface.
Right, but this...
Are we clear?
Well, Kevin, they haven't announced it, so maybe, Al, do you know? Are you going to be playing?
I'm happy to announce, thank you for asking, that I will be reprising the role as Scarface. The whole thing's set in an old age home in Los Angeles, where I take over the Metamucil cartel. You want a bowel movement, you got to come to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Dual softener for everybody. First one's free. Next poop, you got to pay for.
Oh.
Ooh, I feel one coming on now.
Whoa. Wow. Is that how you poop?
That's how I poop.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6.53. Ralph Garman is here with another look at the showbiz beat. I said final there for a second.
Well, it is the final.
It's not really the final.
It is for me. I'm out.
It's still pretty early.
I might not last through this one. Hot fudge, holy moly!
Wow! Hot fudge, holy moly! What's going on? Hot fudge, holy moly! I'm gonna have some fun.
Just when you thought you've heard it all about Screech, Dustin, Diamond stabbing people in a bar on Christmas... comes this shocking news.
There's more?
Yeah, a second allegation where apparently he threatened to stab another dude that same night.
A lot of stabbing on that night. It was Christmas, wasn't it?
It was Christmas, yeah. He was at a Port Washington bar in Wisconsin on Christmas with his professional party clown girlfriend. And they were boozing it up. He stabbed one dude, allegedly, and threatened to stab another. The... second potential victim stepped forward, lodged a complaint with the Port Washington prosecutors. His name's Paul Rogers. Says he and his brothers were watching a basketball game at the same patio bar and grill on December the 25th when Diamond approached one of his brothers with a bottle of Smirnoff Ice and announced, "You've been iced. Get on your knees and drink this."
Is that a thing?
I've used that line myself a couple times, by the way.
Oh, wow.
You've been Ralphed. Get on your knees and drink this. The brother apparently said, no, thank you. What? You can pass up the delicious flavor of Smirnoff Ice?
This whole story's weird.
What an insult. What an insult. Because Diamond persisted. Drink the ice. Drink it.
So that's
Rogers told him to back off. He went back to the bar. Then Amanda Schutz, the party clown, came back up to the brother and said, "Just drink it."
What the hell?
Tag teaming. This is weird.
What the hell?
I don't know what was in the Smirnoff Ice, but at this point, I'm not drinking the ice. Because I'm thinking it's Screech P. I'm guessing.
Ooh. That's a good guess.
The man refused, allegedly prompting Diamond to walk to the middle of the bar and say the words to the room, "Don't make me stab someone on Christmas." Roger said he and his brothers thought Diamond had a knife, although they did not see one, so they decided to leave the bar. How do you leave a bar on Christmas Day? Where else are you going to go?
What a sad group of people that was.
Get yourself a Smirnoff Ice and kick back. By the way, Dustin Diamond's people are saying this is all made up, that this guy's just looking for attention. So we'll have to sort this out in court as well. He's got a court date on March the 27th, so we'll see what the judge says. Speaking of scary people with knives, I'd like to introduce you to my new best friend, Mackenzie McCarty. She's just 11 years old.
Okay.
But she was recently featured on the Steve Harvey Show because she loves to stuff roadkill. That's her hobby.
You said she's 11?
She's 11. 11 little girl, lovely little girl from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, my hometown. She likes to take rats and squirrels and cut them open and gut them and then stuff them and then make clothes for them and pose them in hilarious scenes.
Holy crap.
I don't know the half of it, brother.
Just put her right in jail now.
Here's a little taste of Mackenzie McCarty.
I usually do it once or twice a week. It depends if there's any mice to frost in when I get home. Sewing the clothes and making the props takes the longest, but I love using the brain scooper to scoop out the brains and the popper to pop out the eyeballs.
Yeah. Sure.
And sometimes when these don't work out, I don't waste the animal.
No.
Like with my last squirrel, its head was bashed in, so I decided to make these earrings out of its feet. I cut off its feet.
The squirrel feet?
Yeah. And then with my happy hunting, I cut the heads off of some mice and I made the tails into a bow. So, yeah. It's soft. You can pet it.
She had a mice tail hair bow in her hair, and she had squirrel feet earrings.
Wow.
Which, by the way, Allie, spoilers, guess what you're getting for Christmas. Squirrel feet earrings.
Oh, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
Yeah. And this is my favorite story of the week. People are saying, we don't understand Jessica Simpson's bizarre behavior on the red carpet this week. Oh, let me explain it to you. She's S-face drunk. I can recognize all the signs. It's like interviewing Kevin in a blonde wig.
How dare you?
Jessica Simpson has never been the sharpest knife in the drawer, but here she is on the red carpet of the Teen Vogue Fashion University event this week, and she hit happy hour extra hard before she got to the red carpet. I can tell you this. They asked her a bunch of questions. You should check out the whole video for yourself online. But about her fashion, here the guy asks, does she have any plans to make any more music?
Right now, I am starting a record, and I am getting into a lot of other fun things. Fashion will always be a part of who I am. Mm-hmm. And it literally, like, if I'm not wearing a good outfit, I can't sing a good song. So, it really all kind of just works together. And I have a recording studio in my house so I can be around my babies as well. And they might try and sing over me. Like, they won't be my background vocalist. They'll, like, be, they'll be up front and personal.
Yeah, there you go.
I love her so much.
You two should be a couple. That's all I know. Imagine the little drunk little kids you'd make.
She is female me.
That'd be adorable.
It's not good.
Today's celebrity birthday is Clippers guard Jamal Crawford is 35 years old. Daniel Cormier from the UFC is 36. Chester Bennington, he's just one of the best people.
Yes, he is.
Period. 39 years old. Actor Cedric Yarbrough is 42. Holly Hunter, super talented actress. She is 57 years old. And director Spike Lee, celebrating his 58th birthday today. Go Knicks. Oh, wait a minute. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Comedian Greg Fitzsimmons coming in next hour.
Hard to say.
Yeah. For me, everything's pretty hard to say. Right now, we're going to talk to Matt Money Smith, and we're going to talk about March Madness. Hey, Matt.
Hey, now.
How are you, man?
I'm doing well. What's happening there, Allie, Kevin?
How's your pool? Are you in? How many pools are you in?
Well, I'm only in one. We did one at the radio station where they had the show that's on earlier in the day had a draft where listeners called in and picked who they wanted to do their bracket to win them a TV. And even though there were college basketball experts in there, they chose me number one overall.
Nice. So I felt
this great burden, this heavy responsibility.
Right.
And, yeah, I had Baylor and Iowa State going pretty far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, stupid Iowa State.
Yeah, there you go, Ben in Pasadena. Way to go. I didn't sleep last night. I slept like 3 hours. I kept waking up in a cold sweat going, Ben in Pasadena, damn it.
You're just out there buying TVs now for everyone.
Exactly. I'm going to buy Ben a new TV because I feel so guilty.
What are the other teams that you picked that did not make it? Because there were so many close games, and it really seems like the rankings in this particular tournament are 100% meaningless.
Well, you know what's funny is, well, it's not funny. The Big 12, it was considered the best conference, top to bottom, the deepest, and that's the one that's kind of in the states that nobody would want to live. Iowa, Oklahoma, Iowa State. So Iowa State's good. Baylor's good in Texas. Texas is okay. All those teams lost.
Yeah.
They all lost. The conference that was considered the best just laid an egg yesterday. But, you know, that's the thing about brackets. You can't fault yourself for assuming that a cyclone, which, you know, is a force of nature,
right,
is going to beat a fire-breathing dragon. Now, I understand, you know, Game of Thrones is very popular right now. Dragons seem to be the key to that Iron Throne. But a force of nature, a cyclone, ought to be able to take that out, right?
You would think, yeah. You would think.
But it didn't.
It didn't, no.
But it didn't. So, upsets. But this is the thing about that Iowa State bracket, right? So, SMU loses as well. So, now you have two low seeds.
SMU lost to UCLA.
Yeah.
Who expected them to win a game?
Exactly. Well, nobody did because they were bitching and moaning about UCLA getting in for the last week. And then UCLA goes and wins a game on a wacky call, one of the weirdest calls I've seen in a long time. And they advance. So that's the thing to remember about your bracket. Before you start lobbing out tweets, oh, my bracket's busted, there are upsets. Today's the second day of the tournament. It's still the first round. Kentucky, certainly they won by 60, but they could lose in the third round. And then everybody's bracket's destroyed.
Yeah. Did you pick Kentucky?
I really didn't want to.
Yeah, because it's just that's what everybody else is picking, but are they that good?
They are, and that's the thing about doing brackets is when you're in a smaller pool, like how many people are in your K-Rock pool?
16.
Okay, so when you're in a pool of 16, it makes more sense to go with the favorites. You know, when you're in a pool of 2,000, that's where you got to pick the upsets because, you know, just picking chalk isn't going to win. So that's kind of the thing. I'm in this small pool for these TVs, and I just kind of said, how do I not pick Kentucky? They're so damn good, but they will face adversity, clearly. These teams are good. I did the Big Ten tournament, so I saw Wisconsin firsthand. They could knock them off. It would not surprise me. It would not surprise me at all.
I have Wisconsin going a long way.
Yeah.
Is that smart? Not smart.
Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got them Final Four.
Final Four?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's final. That's if they win their bracket, which is fine. I'm just saying, if you got to be in Kentucky, that's the play, you know, to win your bracket. Because if Kentucky wins, now it goes back to these games. Did you pick Iowa State? Did you pick Butler to beat Texas? Because everybody's got Kentucky, so this is the year where those first-round games are going to matter in all those office pools.
I was almost a huge hero because I picked Northeastern and Harvard. So close.
Now, here's what I'm going to ask you, Allie.
Oh, dear.
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm going to get my jump to conclusions math out.
I like it. Go ahead.
And I'm going to assume you're from the Northeast.
My family is. However, that did not play a part.
Well, clearly.
You're such a liar.
I just wanted to tweet, if Harvard won, how do you like them apples?
I understand.
That's
but Allie, follow me here, all right?
Okay.
I'm gonna grab that string and I'm going to swing on it here.
All right.
You could have done that
with,
I don't know, UAB and Georgia State, and you would have still been able to tweet out, hey, how you like them apples? See what I'm saying?
But it's a line from Good Will Hunting, and they went to Harvard. And
Now I'm picking up on what
you're saying. Yeah, I'm an idiot. Basically, let's leave it at that. But I do have Villanova winning it all.
Okay. Well, there you go. Villanova's a one seed, and they're a little small, which would be a major problem against Kentucky, which is, you know, remember like back in 84 when we were watching the Olympics and we were all into swimming and the East Germans came out, the women?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were
like,
big.
Wait a minute. Nobody looks like that. Yeah. How are they going to be? Those are U-boats that are going to hop in that pool and zoom from one end to the other. Nobody's beating them. That's what it's like playing Kentucky this year. That's how long they are. Forget the offense, and nobody cares about defense because, well, we like points. We're America. We eat fast food, and we like calories. I don't know where that's going.
I don't either, but go ahead.
The defense that Kentucky plays is just stupid. it's stupid how good it is. You cannot score close to the rim because they have these giant pogo stick dudes hanging out in there. And that's where a team like Villanova will have a major, major issue because, you know, unless you can shoot 90% from three-point range, you're not going to win that game.
Now, a lot of teams don't shoot 90% from the three-point range.
Pretty tough. Mm-mm. You know, it's more of a low-percentage shot.
I'm tied for first place, Money, and I'm bragging about it today because that's all going to change, clearly. Yeah. But for right this second, I'm tied for first place.
I think you push those chips to the middle of the table when you got them.
There you go.
You may not have them on Monday.
What?
But you got them right now.
By the way, we're going to talk to Money every Monday during the tournament to sort of recap the weekend. What other surprises do you think might happen this weekend?
We're going to get the second round going. So the second round is typically where you get the most surprises because you have your eights and your nines, teams like Iowa that are pretty good that could knock off Gonzaga, things like that, you know, are where more of the surprises come in. The one thing that a lot of people talked about was Butler over Texas, and that wasn't necessarily an upset. But again, going back to that Big 12 conversation, nothing should surprise. Look, last night I listened to a team, you know, from North Carolina with a mascot that's a terrier. Of all the not ferocious dogs that you could possibly
have
a mascot, a terrier nearly took out a Razorback. Now, I don't know, Kevin, if you've ever gone out hunting, because you were out in them parts.
I was.
Wu-Pig Sui.
I was, yeah.
If you ever got out into that bush and you faced yourself a Razorback, but...
They're nasty animals.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm guessing a little Yorkshire Terrier, maybe a teacup, not going to hop out of your purse and do any damage to that Razorback. I'll be damned if it wasn't nipping on its knees last night.
I don't have a purse.
You know what I'm
saying.
That's
what you got
sure,
out of that?
That's what I got out of it. I think Money thinks I have a purse.
Not a purse. A dog purse.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure, of course.
Sure.
The
point I'm trying to make is there are no upsets. If Kentucky loses last night to Hampton, okay, that's an upset. But when UAB, you know, knocks off Iowa State, we see it every year. You know, we saw George Mason. We saw VCU, who was in a play-in game. You know, they were part of the 68, not the 64, make it all the way. So upsets, they're going to happen. These are kids. They're not professionals. It's not Kobe and Shaq and Ray Allen and LeBron out there. They are kids who, I don't know, their mom didn't call them that day, or their girlfriend, they saw them on a Twitter or whatever it is, swiping right on Tinder, and they're freaked out, you know, and they lose their mind. That's what happens in college sports.
Yeah, and this tournament is so awesome because it's only if you lose one game, right, gone, and any team can lose one game,
exactly,
or win one game.
And that's the thing, you know, when you were the, and that's why, you know, the NBA and the NBA extended that first round series to seven games, because they even felt like, well, in five games, kind of the inferior team can win and is winning at too high of a percentage, even in a five-game series, let alone one game. You know, when your shooter has your best player, like yesterday, Nick Moore for SMU against UCLA, has a bad first 35 minutes.
Yep.
You know, and by the time he caught fire, it was too late, and that's what happened. And SMU should have won that game.
Do you think teams that rely on the three-pointer have obviously that can go away quick? In one game, I mean, you could miss a lot of them.
Well,
maybe
I'm sure
the whole season you've done well, but then one game, it can go away.
I know Allie can tell you. You know, what's the cliche, Allie? It's live by the three, die by the three, right?
I've said it for years.
That's what I'm saying.
Years.
So,
well,
yeah.
I'm tied for first, so just for today, I would like to do.
I'm number one. Victory is mine. So kiss my behind. Boom, chakalaka, laka, in your face. Boo. Who's your daddy?
Probably by noon I'll be, you know, 14.
If you did that when I was in the room, the Shih Tzu I had in my dog purse would come out of your balls.
The Petros and Money Show is 3 to 7 p.m. on Fox Sports Radio AM 570. Thank you, Matt. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right.
Bye now. Coming up, we have comedian Greg Fitzsimmons in the studio. Very excited about that. Ralph's trying to kill his wife. We'll talk about that in a second. But first, we love prank calls. And we just found another one yesterday. And it turns out that this has been happening for quite some time. And I was not aware of it, but I love it so much. This is C-SPAN, which is basically you get to watch Congress, the most boring channel in the world.
And Bean hates that it's not in high def.
That's true. And they're talking about the negotiations with Iran and how much Congress should be involved or should it be the president. Very serious topic.
Yes.
And this guy calls up and starts reciting the theme song from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And the best part about it is it takes the guy a long time to realize that that's what it is. Here's the theme song that he's doing.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air.
All right, now I'm not sure when this became a thing, but I found some YouTube videos that are a couple of years old, maybe even more.
Yeah.
This one was pretty recent where the guy called C-SPAN, and again, they're talking about the Iran negotiations.
A Republican line. Here is Jack. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I'm Jack Strickland. I just want to make it clear, first of all, I'm calling from Bel Air, California, but I am originally from Philadelphia, specifically West Philadelphia. But anyway, I was actually discussing this issue with a friend of mine recently while I was in Philly. It occurred on the basketball court. At some point during the conversation, a couple of guys who were up to no good essentially started causing trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air.
Again, for the first 45 minutes, around negotiations.
The guy just cuts him off and just starts talking again. But the funny part is these people that they're pranking don't know that theme song.
No idea.
So they have no idea what he's talking about. I'm sure the host was thinking, how does Iran fit into this particular call? It's also done with emails. This is a preacher that's reading an email.
He says, I'm a newly born-again Christian and would like to share my story of salvation with you. I was born in West Philadelphia and also raised there. I spent most of my days playing basketball on a playground, but also chilling out and relaxing. But then one day, a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my living area.
In my living area. Right. Now he's got a producer or somebody off camera that's like, that's not a real one. That's the TV show thing.
I ended up getting into a fight, which terrified my mother. As a result, she sent me away from West Philadelphia to the most peaceful area of Bel Air.
That's from Fresh Prince.
Oh, okay. Okay, and I think there's some Mongolians on the system.
She doesn't know what to do.
It's from a comedy show.
Okay.
So that was bad. So here's another one. Like, I didn't know how long this has been going on, but I love it so much. This is a British preacher, mm-hmm. a woman, and she starts reading the emails. And that last preacher is there with her.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah, so she starts reading the email. And that last preacher that we just heard, he recognizes that, oh, no, that's a prank from a TV show. And listen to her fumble around and try to delete these emails. And she must have hundreds of them because she's filibustering for the last 2 minutes while she deletes emails.
Stephen says, growing up on the mean streets of West Philadelphia, I never dreamed that I would even be able to own TV equipment to view a channel such as yours. What made this all possible for me was the loving embrace of my auntie stationed in Bel Air. It was there that I first caught a glimpse of your channel and knew from that moment on that my circle of trusted faces had grown substantially. Upon one of my many visits back to West Philadelphia before the recession hit, I visited the playground where I spent most of my days shooting some basketball, but also just chilling out and relaxing.
I don't think that story is genuine. I think the guy's a clown.
Okay, so now he's jumping. He's like, oh, no, no, no. I've had this guy before. He's a clown. And she doesn't understand, so she continues.
He's a joker. He's been sending that material to all the programs.
All right, okay. Well, let's delete him. Okay. And we'll permanently delete him from the... Because from the list.
Apparently, the story is, you know, what he's been sending through is the story of the Prince of Bel-Air, the black guy.
Oh, yes, I know, yes. Okay, please pray for my cousin Carlton and my uncle Phil, who have both been having a very hard time finding jobs. Thank you so much, Will. So that's for Carlton and Phil, who are having trouble finding jobs. Let me see. And if you just cross off from that prayer list the people looking for a job, because that was a hoax email as well.
It was a hoax as well, because they mentioned some strange names.
That's right.
And so those names also
Yeah, so we'll scribble.
All right,
they're Bel Air people. All right, so now the next, like, 2 minutes is her just talking out loud while she goes through her email. She can't find any real ones. They're all Fresh Prince.
Oh, those you know are, what, just, in fact, I've had probably about 10 hoax emails, and I can actually delete them faster than you can write them, so they won't be read out. But if it causes entertainment to you, then do carry on sending them.
Please do.
Very, very sad people who have nothing else to do with your lives.
Hey.
But I'm more than happy for you to send them. I'm not even reading them. I've actually got the gist of it now, and the delete button takes me about half a second to do, so just carry on.
So now she gets a little angry. She's a little upset that people are wasting her time.
Okay, just delete that. Oh, lots and lots to delete. That's amazing. I've worked out exactly how I know exactly without even reading them now.
You're on TV.
That's great. Good. Get rid of that one.
Still on.
And that one. Wonderful.
It's kind of strange how some people can be so godless, you know, to the point.
So
of, it's
godless.
Great that they're watching the channel, and.
He says, why are they so godless? And now she's trying to turn it around and be positive by saying, oh, they're watching, though. That's good.
That's good,
but
right.
But then she just...
Yeah, absolutely great that they're watching. There you go. An honest prayer request. I don't think so. It's great. There you go. And that one.
Yeah, you're still on.
Wonderful. I don't even have to read them in order to delete them. I've got it worked out.
That's some good TV.
That's amazing.
I love that. So Greg Fitzsimmons coming in the 8 o'clock hour. Fletcher passes for Get Hard.
The Lamb Dog and the Fitz Dog hanging out together today's show.
Is it going to be a dog off?
Dog off.
I don't know how that works, but maybe. Ralph's trying to kill his wife. Now,
will you stop it? See, it's that kind of loose lip talk that just starts rumors.
You were telling us a story in the office.
Yes.
And it involved pushing your wife off the roof.
It involved
nothing
of the kind. It involved my wife and I teaming up, as all good married couples should, to make their lives better. And so we pooled our resources, and we were quite successful.
Was your wife on the roof?
Of course she was.
Were you?
No. She was dangling on the roof. I was supporting her by holding on to the rope that held her.
No.
All
it
right.
wasn't rope.
We didn't have any rope.
This is when we decided things are going south. Ralph chimped on the... He didn't spend money for an actual rope. Yes, I said chimp.
I didn't chimp on it, that's for sure.
He used an extension cord. Carrie, are you okay?
Stop it.
Carrie.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, good morning. Hi, Kevin. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Carrie.
My lovely wife, Carrie, on
the
phone.
Do you need help?
I'm surprisingly okay.
Okay. So why
it
were you
was
on
a
the...
heavy-duty extension cord? It wasn't one of those flimsy ones you plug your stereo into. This was the one you put your hedge trimmer into. Mm-hmm. Big orange heavy-duty extension cord.
Take me back to the conversation between both of you where you were like, one of us has to go up. Who's it going to be?
And why are you going on the roof, first of all?
All right. Let's start from the beginning, honey. We have a problem with rodents.
Okay.
We have roof rats. And roof rats, for those of you who aren't familiar with them, are a pain in the ass, especially these, because we have fruit trees. Our neighbor has fruit trees and there's palm trees around, and this is like the perfect storm for roof rats. And they come on our roof, and we have a Spanish-tiled roof with the semicircle terracotta tiles.
Right.
And they like to get under those tiles for warmth and to hang out and to chill. And we hear them in our roof scratching around above our bed at night while we're trying to sleep.
Okay.
It's a nightmare.
Oh, so that drives you crazy.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've taken...
How long has this been happening?
I don't know. Carrie, how long have we been dealing with this?
2 months.
2 months.
2 months, all right.
And we've been taking every possible step. We've called every kind of professional. We've had roofers come out and put cement in under every possible orifice they can find in the roof. And it's just... They've done it all. We've done everything we can, and we still hear them.
And we're $5,000 in.
Oh,
professionals. These are professionals who have helped us with our roof rat.
All right. So the conversation about which of you goes on the roof.
Well, I finally decide that I've had enough and I'm going to stop them from getting to our abode.
Right.
Which I'm guessing they get in through the power line or the cable line or the telephone line. So what I've done is I've purchased these large discs that they use on boats. And you put it on the mooring rope of a boat so that the rats can't get from the dock or the wharf to the boat.
Oh, interesting.
It's a big disc that you put on top of the rope, and it's like it blocks them from being able to crawl up the rope.
They can't pass.
I think to myself, ah, ha, ha, If it works for boats, it'll work for a house. And think rope, just think high voltage power line. That's all. And so I say, someone's got to get out there on the roof and get it done.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'll go. I volunteered. I said, I'll go.
Carrie, is that true?
No.
Come on. I said, I'll go. And my wife said, your big fat ass will break all our tiles. And we just had him replaced.
That part I did say.
Yes.
Okay.
So she had to go. She was the only choice. She's petite. She's light. She's small. She can get out there without breaking the tiles.
Okay. Now,
and I'm burly and strong, and I can hold her up with an extension cord.
Yeah, with an extension
cord.
Was there a second carry where you went, I'll do it, but I'd rather have a rope than an extension cord?
No, the extension cord was my idea, actually.
See? There you
go.
Because here's what happened. I get home from school with Olivia. Ralph is sitting on the couch, and he says, I'm so tired, I can't even nap because of those rats.
Yeah.
And I said, well, when are we going to put those discs on the lines? And he goes, well, babe, I don't know. I'm busy. I have to go to the hardware store and get a rope. And I said, let's just use an extension cord and get up there and do it.
Wow.
Wow.
She was motivated.
And Ralph says, what about the kid? And I said, well, take her up there, too.
Nobody could. We was there to watch the kids. We did have our four-year-old up on the roof with us.
Wait.
What?
That's a joke.
No, she was up there. But it's a flat roof, and then there's a big soffit, like a three-foot-tall soffit.
Carrie, you took your kid up there?
It's a flat roof,
guys. I don't care. Jeez.
It's like Mary Poppins. She loved it.
We gave her an umbrella.
We made smoke steps.
Oh, wait, she has a front-row seat when mommy dies. That's a terrible plan. All right, so you go up there. You're on the roof with Olivia. Then what?
That I lower my wife out onto the inclined part of the roof.
Oh my God.
Where the shingles are.
Hey, babe, you're forgetting the part about where you told me to put on rubber gloves since I was touching a live power line.
I did suggest insulated rubber gloves.
What's happening?
So that, well, I said, don't touch the line. Just ease the disc over the line and then close the latch on it.
Can you put it on without touching the line?
You absolutely can.
Okay.
But just in case.
And
I said, you should take these insulated rubber gloves, just in case you get
near
the high voltage power line.
That would help her not be electrocuted?
Of course, Allie.
Rubber gloves?
Yes.
Come on.
Carrie, that seemed like a good plan to you, the gloves?
It did until I actually got out there.
Uh-huh.
And I did touch the line, by the way. I kind of had to. So just so you all know, you can go home, climb on your roof, and touch your power line, and you won't die.
I don't know.
We don't
that's
recommend that,
I don't
that,
think
though.
That's legally, I don't think we would say that to anyone.
Leave it to the professionals. Get a professional lineman to do this kind of work for you.
Hey, Carrie?
Yes?
Do you ever watch Dateline?
Allie's convinced this is some sort of elaborate insurance scam on my part to get to off you and cash in.
I'm concerned, Carrie.
Did Ralph just change his life insurance policy on you?
We don't have one on me, actually.
Or
we only have one on him.
Yeah,
or
do you
so
now?
If anybody's in danger, it's me.
So has it helped?
You know, I think it has. I didn't hear them last night.
I didn't either.
But I don't know. I don't know if they're going to come back. I mean, this has happened before where they're gone for a few nights and then they're back. Yeah. And I just, it was like sleep deprivation. I think that's why I made such a poor decision of going onto the roof, because I'm desperate to have a good night's sleep in my own bed.
We are desperate.
Look, not getting sleep is one of the worst things.
The house is quiet, and you hear, and we thought maybe it's in the ceiling. God, please let it be in the ceiling so that we can put traps or poison or something in there and get them. But they came out and said, no, they're actually under your tiles in the roof. They're not in the house, so we can't do anything for you.
Cut to 10 years from now, Olivia's on the roof going, no, my mom and dad did it. It's perfectly fine.
This is where we hang out.
What we do.
This is the Garmin party.
No, we don't need a rope. Just get an extension cord.
Hey, give me some rubber gloves. I'm going to start swinging on the power lines.
Oh, dear.
I think you're in danger, Carrie.
She's not in danger.
Well, you know what? I will keep my heads up next time Ralph asks me to something crazy.
Go on a hike or a cruise.
She did a great job, by the way. She did three lines. Three lines. They're all disced up. And our house is now secure from the roof rats. That's the kind of wife I have.
You are bad decision makers.
We're gymnasts.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome. All right. Have a good day.
Bye, honey.
Bye now. We have some tickets for you to the premiere of Get Hard coming up just after the top of the hour.
Yeah.
So if you want to call right now, 1-800-520-1067. You just need to know Will Ferrell movies. Going to go that direction. 1-800-520-1067, and we'll play the game right after the top of the hour. Ralph Garman's here with a look at the showbiz beat.
Do you remember the story of Monet Davis?
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
The pitcher.
Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
The pitcher.
Mode Davis was the Little League pitcher out of Philadelphia. 13 years old. She was a triple threat.
What? I'm just waiting for the Fresh Prince.
That's what I was waiting for.
Is she from West
Philadelphia?
West Philadelphia.
Really? Philly.
She plays baseball, basketball, and soccer, and she was the first female to pitch a shutout in the Little League World Series this year.
That I do remember. Yes.
Also the first Little League player to make the cover of Sports Illustrated. So it was a big deal. And now Disney has announced they are going to release a movie based on her life.
I think that could be good.
I think it could be, too. Throw Like Mo will be the name of the film. I woke up in a thing at all.
All right.
A year ago, I've never thought that Disney would make a movie about me. I can't wait to get started. I hope we'll encourage other viewers to believe that dreams really do come true, she says. And also to let people know that sometimes your life peaks at when you're 13 years old.
I don't think that's part of it.
And all goes downhill.
What an inspiration she is.
She is indeed.
I adore her.
She is a charming young lady, and I think she's got a big, big future. Miley Cyrus has a boyfriend named Patrick Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. He's been making headlines recently because he was spotted taking body shots off a mystery brunette while partying in Mexico without Miley.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind? Well, that just happened.
Blows the mind of many of Miley's followers who now apparently, according to Patrick, are sending him death threats via Twitter. Saying he should run for his life and he should be ready for what's about to come.
This seems like it's just the default position of every single thing that happens.
Death. Death. That's where they're going, right away, right to death. Really, I think for body shot, you should get, like, cripple. You should just cripple a guy for body shot.
Maybe
shots,
not.
You know?
Maybe break a leg, but.
Boner or nothing. Just did a body shot, you know? Just did, like, an arm. Just take an arm. You don't have to kill the guy.
So, no.
Murder.
No, not at all.
All right.
But it's that Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Arnie should suit up and get on the motorcycle. Come with me if you want to live. Just grab his son and just take off. Just hunt down those tweeters. Take them out. I'll be back. Start blowing people up with shotguns and whatnot.
I don't think that happens in real life.
Well, does in my world.
All right.
You know Robert Herjavec?
No.
Yeah.
Shark Tank. It's one of the Shark Tanks. One of the sharks on Shark Tank.
Shark is a tap.
Rich, rich, rich dude. Divorcing his wife of, I don't know, 20-some-odd years. Everybody's like, that's weird. That's odd. That's strange. And he's on Dancing with the Stars. That's weird. That's odd. That's strange. Yeah. People magazine spotted Robert Herjavec and his dancing partner, Kim Johnson, holding hands, caressing one another's back, and canoodling during an after-party for the season debut of the show. So it looks like they're a thing.
Why didn't Robert just put her on the roof with an extension cord?
How dare you, sir.
That now, sounds like the way to go.
Now my wife's going to look at me suspiciously.
She should.
Carrie, if you're listening, I'm just going to text you. Just
stop
let's get
it.
A safe word.
We need
word.
A code, a safe
a
word, yeah.
A safe word, Carrie.
Yes. Just let us know.
That's why no one likes you, too.
I didn't put her on the roof.
But everybody loves Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yep.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Love him even more now because he has announced he's going to be starring in and producing the upcoming live-action reboot of a little project from the Henson family that I like to call Fraggle Rock.
Get your cares away. Worries for another day. Let the music play. Down to Fraggle Rock.
Down to Fraggle Rock. Fraggle Rock's coming back. Joseph Gordon-Levitt will produce and star in the film. I wonder who he'll play.
Fraggle.
He won't play Fraggle because there is no Fraggle. Kevin,
I was taking a stab.
Don't wade.
I was taking a stab.
Don't wade into these waters if you can't float or swim. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Chimp.
I
didn't say chimp instead of skimp. That happened.
Don't chimp on the rope.
Yeah.
That's what we've always said.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West is headlining on Saturday night at the Glastonbury Music Festival this summer, and people are not pleased, at least many people. There's a petition on change.org to get Kanye booted and to have a rock band fill his slot. Kanye West is an insult to music fans all over the world, reads the petition. We spend hundreds of pounds to attend Glasto, And by doing so, expect a certain level of entertainment. Kanye's been very outspoken on his music views. He should listen to his own advice and let his headline slot, pass his headline slot on to someone deserving. Oh, see what happens when you demand that people give up their awards and hand them to other people? People start saying to you, why don't you pass your thing on, too, by the way.
Also.
Beck, oh, wouldn't it be great if Beck came in?
That would be great.
Headlined on Saturday night, took his slot.
But what about the fact that...
Because, baby, I'm awesome.
Oh, that's right.
He's awesome.
Forgot he's awesome.
Don't forget that. Also.
Also, he's awesome.
I'm also awesome.
Right.
Also. I'm also awesome. Y'all know.
Y'all know. And Justin Bieber's been sued again.
Sweet.
Remember Eggy? Remember the guy who lived next
sure.
door to who got egged?
Mm-hmm.
He settled that situation with Eggy. Also known as Jeffrey Schwartz, his former neighbor in Calabasas. But now Jeffrey Schwartz is coming back for another bite at the apple.
He's
suing Justin Bieber for assault and battery, mental and emotional distress. Wants him to pay $25,000.
Don't you sort of have to lump that in the first time?
This is a separate thing,
know,
you said.
But...
this is from all the other stuff that he did, driving his car around the neighborhood. Him and his security team threatening Jeffrey Schwartz and his family when they would complain about the noise and the marijuana smoking. He says his bodyguards, Bieber's bodyguards, threatened him and called him Little Jew Boy.
Okay.
It's my favorite Christmas song, by the way. Come, they told him the Little Jew Boy.
I don't think that's an actual Christmas song.
I may be confused. Anyway, Justin has moved out of there, and now he's the next door neighbor to Emmy Rossum of Shameless. I feel bad for her.
Yeah. Whoever's his neighbor, I feel bad for.
I do, too. Today's celebrity birthday, Spike Lee's 58 years old today. Holly Hunter's 57. Cedric Yarbrough is 42 years old. Chester Bennington's 39. Daniel Cormier from the UFC is 36. And Jamal Crawford, Clippers guard, 35 years old today. Wasn't the other Clipper we were talking about, wasn't he like... 36 or something?
Yeah.
How old are the Clippers?
They're not all that old.
What's going on? They play like in a senior league? What's happening? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Comedian Greg Fitzsimmons in the other room. He's going to be here.
Fitzdog.
Talking about his shows at the Hollywood Improv. It's time to give away some tickets for the premiere of Get Hard.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it with Kevin and Bean's title fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's title fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to a
movie.
Wow, it's uncanny.
It really was good, right?
Sounds just like him.
So, Ralph, you explain the game because it'll take me longer to explain.
All right, here's what we do. We've got some titles of some Will Ferrell movies. Myself and Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico.
Cheater.
What we will do is describe to you these titles, try to get you to guess them and say them by... not by describing the titles without using a word in the title. So we will give you clues to the title of the film. There's five of them. How many seconds do we have to do this in?
45 seconds.
45 seconds. Try to get five as quickly as you can in 45 seconds.
You can, if you feel stumped, you can pass and then
right.
continue
Come
and then
back
go back
if you have
to
time.
It. If you have time.
And if you use a word in the title, if Dave or myself uses one while we're describing it, that... title is disqualified and tossed down. So
don't do that.
Don't do that.
All right, let's go to Raymond and Colton. Hi, Raymond.
Hi.
What kind of echo was that? What's happening?
He's in a cave.
He's in a cave. Yeah.
Get off your speaker.
Oh, I'm not on speaker.
Hang on. He's in the bathroom. He's in a
cave. Where were you?
Pooping? What's
oh,
happening?
I had my headphones in.
Well, there you go. That'll
right.
do it.
Okay. Raymond, you get to pick who's going to give you the clues, and then you go first.
Let's see.
Dave or Ralph?
Since... let's go with Ralph.
All right, Raymond. You and me, I will describe for you these Will Ferrell movies in 45 seconds to the best of my ability without using a word in the title. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If I'm yelling, I am...
Elf.
No, if I use my foot to strike you in the shins, what am I doing?
Oh, kicking the screen.
There you go. Not day, but...
night.
This is a club.
At the Roxbury.
These guys help Santa.
Elf.
All right. Not girls, but...
boys.
Another word for that?
The other guys.
There you go. These, not, again, not day, but...
Nights.
This is a town in Florida?
Talladega Nights. Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
There you go.
Nicely done.
Five out of five. Well done, Raymond. Good work.
Had like 7 seconds left over. Congratulations. You hold on.
If I'm yelling, I'm...
Elf.
Elf. I thought he said Ralph. I'm yelling, I'm Ralph. So that was very funny. Yeah.
Is your name Santi?
Santi.
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 In Santa Ana. You, unfortunately, get Dave, the
Santi,
King of Mexico.
I'm not going to say that that was a good round, but boy, was that a good round.
That was a good round, yeah. Good.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dave's the king of this, isn't he? Dave beats everyone all the time.
He likes to claim
he's
that.
He's the champion.
But he can be terrible. So we apologize up front, Santi. Are you ready?
I was born ready.
I am ready.
All right, here we go.
All right, not new, but...
old school.
All right. This is before you're found.
Lost. The Land of the Lost.
All right. Not your sisters, but... come on, your
brothers.
Sisters. Yep. All right, these people are on the news.
Anchorman, the Legend of Ron Burgundy.
All right, and you skate on these.
Blades of Glory.
Over there.
Yeah, I want that guy.
Who else is in the room? It's not, I mean, it's technically, it's all right, but.
I suppose.
That's my dog.
How about that?
Talented dog.
What's a surprise?
What's the time, yo?
It does. We have a tie. What do you mean, what's the time? We have a tiebreaker. We had this conversation.
You said there was a tiebreaker question.
You said time doesn't matter.
Right. We had this.
All right, let's do this. Extra round.
All right,
so bonus round.
So how do we solve this with the tiebreaker? Right. We each have one title extra.
You have one title, and now we go on how long it takes them to get the title.
The quickest person,
yes,
goes.
Yes.
So Raymond and I will go again.
Back to Raymond.
There's another title, and if we try to get as quickly as possible, whoever gets their title quickest will be the winner.
Yep.
Is that what I'm led to believe? Okay.
Are you ready, Raymond?
Raymond, ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. When a politician goes for office, this is what he engages in.
The campaign.
There you go.
Woo!
All right, 7 seconds.
Premature bell, but that was good.
All right, let's go to Santi. Hi there.
All right, Santi and his dog, let's do this.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
All right, well, you're not in the pro...
Damn it!
Dog hates you.
God, dude.
You're not in the pros, you said, for semi-pro.
Semi-pro.
Yeah.
Can't use the word.
Santi, I'm going to have to hang up on you, and I'm really sorry.
No.
Dave failed.
How about let's give him a pass anyways.
No one heard you whisper, we have five. God, you're an idiot.
Should we give them
come
both?
On, let's give them a pass.
Should we give them
well, I mean, it
passes?
Wasn't it wasn't Santi's fault.
No, it was my fault.
It was Dave's fault.
Let's give both of these
guys
passes.
All right, we'll give both of them passes.
We have five.
Woo! Raymond, great game. Santi, great game. Dave,
you guys are
sucks.
Awesome. I suck.
But you guys both earned it. And we should throw some passes in for Santi's dog, too.
That's
I think
right.
I like to go.
That's true.
Thanks for playing Kevin and Bean's Title Fight.
We're going to talk to James Corden next hour.
He's got a big week coming up.
Very excited about that. He's the new host of the Late Late Show. So that's going to happen. Right now, we're supposed to have Greg Fitzsimmons in the studio. Mm-hmm. And where are you, Greg?
I'm in my house.
In your house?
Yes.
Is that the same as being in the studio or no?
It's not.
No.
It's a shame-based dwelling right now.
Okay.
I have ADHD. Let me explain. First of all, let me apologize deeply and sincerely.
You're one of our favorite guests. No worries.
I have ADHD, and I take I put a patch on my hip every day that's filled with Adderall, and it bursts me into the stratosphere. But then at night, it goes away, and that's when I'm supposed to be setting my alarm to join my good friends. On Kevin and B.
That's unnecessarily complex. I'm not sure I'm buying it. What are you talking about? I have a patch on my hip and a computer that wakes me up in the middle of the night. What's going on with you?
I'm not a complete person. I'm
wow.
Very broken.
All
you're
right.
Essentially small wonder. You're Vicky, but a man.
Right, right.
You're a man Vicky.
Yeah.
We're supposed to talk about Greg Fitzsimmons and friends at the Hollywood Improv, two shows Saturday, and that is going to be at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And you're bringing some friends along, I assume?
Yeah, we got Ari Shaffir, who's going to do both shows. And then the great Joey Diaz is on The Late Show. Kira Saltanovich. And then we have a guest so big, I can't announce his name because he's too big of a celebrity. He doesn't want me to announce his name.
Kind of owe us.
So really, that's what we say when we don't have anybody.
Right,
oh.
Right.
You know.
Well, I'll email in on Monday and let you know.
Okay, it was so great.
You missed it.
Is it Joe Rogan by any chance? Because I know
not
you're
Joe Rogan.
On the podcast with him.
No, it's not Joe. It's all right. Fine, I'm going to tell you.
Tell us.
Bill Cosby. And he's buying.
Ooh,
wow.
I'm not drinking.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. All right.
It's quite a coup.
So you're from Boston University, Greg?
Yes.
You're following the Final Four or no?
God, are they in you're talking about basketball?
Yeah.
College. Not hockey.
I don't think we even – do we even have – I was thinking
it's
hockey.
College basketball now.
Because we're probably in the Final Four. But, no, I don't watch basketball. It seems – you know, it just seems like – nobody's getting paid, and these stadiums are full, and these kids are jacked up on drugs. It just seems like
seems awesome. Well, that's perfect storm right there. What are you talking about?
That's essentially college, what he just described.
I mean, I'm all for all of it.
What does that mean? I'm all for all of it.
I'm all for drugs and sports. I think that they're performance enhancing drugs. And if you're going to watch sports, do you not want to see the best version of that sport? Do you not want to see they run faster, they hit harder, they jump higher? And people go, yeah, but it's bad for them. And it's like, I don't care. They're jocks. Like, they're dumb jocks. And
they used to beat us up when they were kids.
Right. And they'd have sex with my girlfriend. And now they can run faster and die. Let them do it. What are we going to be, short of bouncer somewhere?
Especially baseball, though, because, I mean, the most slow-moving sports. Seriously, let's do anything we can to speed that up.
Well, and yeah, and especially since they don't care. The guy will walk out to home plate and stand there, and 50,000 people watching, a million watch on TV, and then as soon as he gets to the plate, puts his hand up like, hold on, I need an extra second so I can practice swinging a bat.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
then he gets in, and then finally he gets it to the plate, and then the pitcher goes, I think I need a minute.
You don't love baseball is what you're saying.
I don't love baseball.
It's a pretty slow-moving sport. Even if you like it, you have to admit it's a pretty slow-moving sport.
Yeah, and it just goes on. And then, you know, with the guessing game with the pitcher and the catcher.
Where he's waving him off?
Yeah, he keeps shaking his head like, no, try again. Yeah.
I always wondered why the pitcher didn't just make up his own mind, because he clearly has something in mind.
Right. He's got his pitches. He's got it. It's almost like, it's like basically they're trying to make the game last longer. They go out into the field, and there's a little practice.
Yeah.
18 times a game, there's a mini practice that breaks out.
But not a difficult. Just lob it. Just throw it back and forth.
Yeah, and then it's a big deal. Then when the catcher throws it out to second base, and everybody goes, "Oh, wow! Now we can start.
Now we're ready."
Yeah.
All right, Greg. Well, I'm sorry that you couldn't be here today.
Well, my deepest apologies.
It's all right.
I'll make it up to you guys somehow.
Got to be at the Hollywood Improv, two shows on Saturday, and on Monday we're going to follow up, and we're going to talk to Greg about having Bill Cosby there.
All right, I'm going to let you know.
Ask how that
went.
That'd
be great.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye now. You can go to krock.com. There's a lot of stuff up there, kevinandbean.com as well. Ashley, Miss Double December, has her spring photo shoot. You can also sponsor her for Avon 39, the Walk to End Breast Cancer. There's our internet roundup from this week. Some great videos there. There's Walk the Moon performing live. And there's only about another hour and 20 minutes for you to enter to be the April Foolishness opening act. So we have over 100 people who've sent in videos.
Did you think anywhere near that would come in?
No. But I'm glad, because it's a great opportunity for people to open April Foolishness. Two words of advice. Actually, just one word of advice. Mm-hmm. Audio.
Important.
Sort of matters. Like this guy, maybe not so much. Honestly, I don't even know what's happening. I have no idea what's happening there. But he's had, like, Adele is singing, and I don't know what's going on. But and then this guy actually has pretty good audio.
I didn't react the way a normal guy would. What would a normal guy say? He doesn't want to do something his wife or girlfriend wants to do. Nah, stupid. It's dumb. Nah, it sucks. That's a horrible, douchey way to react, fellas. I really didn't want to go to the ballet. This is how I got out of it. I was like, the ballet? Yeah, the ballet's awesome. Me and my ex, that was our thing. Then she was like, f*** the ballet.
So we're getting some pretty high-quality ones
that
as well.
That is so good.
That is pretty strong. So 10 o'clock this morning is the deadline. If you want to be the opening act for April Foolishness, go to kevinandbean.com.
Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I leave it all.
106.7 K-Rock is...
Oh, don't be dull.
That's George Ezra.
Oh, Adam Sandler.
Song is called Budapest.
Sing about David Spade and my other friends. Ooh, doobie-doo. We make a lot of movies together, and I think they're pretty good, and I think you do too. Ooh, doobie-doo.
In the next half hour, we're going to talk to James Corden, who is the new host of The Late Late Show.
Hell yeah, he is.
Which debuts Monday. Very excited about that. Ralph's here for the Showbiz Beat.
I am. There's a rumored duet between Iggy Azalea and Britney Spears.
Okay.
That would be interesting to hear.
Yeah.
It'll be the first single off Iggy's next album. And it's called Pretty Girls. That's the rumor. Now that Iggy has pushed back her spring tour until fall, she'll have more time to finish her follow-up to the new classic, her first album. Iggy now says the new album could be ready for release by the end of this year. But I don't know who she's saying it to, because she won't go on social media anymore and talk to anybody. So I'm not sure who she said that to. Justin Bieber is being sued again. It's by the same guy that Bieber egged when they were living next door to each other in Calabasas. Jeff Schwartz, the neighbor, claims this is separate than the egging incident, which has been settled. This is for assault and battery and mental and emotional distress. This is when Bieber was a neighbor and he would drive too fast around the block. And Jeffrey Schwartz said he and his wife approached him to tell him to stop it because he was putting kids' lives at risk. That's when Jeffrey Schwartz, Justin, spit in his face. And Justin Bieber's bodyguards called him a little Jew boy.
It's always great how he yells and spits at people, and then his bodyguards step in.
Hey, what are you doing, little Jew boy? $25,000 is what Jeffrey Schwartz wants. So we'll have to wait and see.
Hope he gets it.
I say give him all the money, whatever he wants.
Even if he's not right.
Bieber, apparently, at the end of his Comedy Central roast, takes the podium and apologizes for all his prior behavior, how he's been misbehaving. He's a changed man. He's found Jesus.
And then, that's it?
That's it. Apparently, he gives a very sincere, heartfelt apology for all his behavior, which was written for him by his spin doctors because he needs to change and rehab his image, I'm sure. And no, the spin doctors weren't there, Kevin, before you asked.
I saw
them. Come on.
Yeah. Zayn Malik, speaking of teen idols, he's one of the members of One Direction. He's taking a leave of absence from the group. One Direction is performing concerts in Manila and Jakarta without him. But they hope Zayn will be back for a show in South Africa on March 28th. A spokesperson for the band says, Zayn is dealing with a lot of stress and needs a timeout, so he flew home to the UK. How much stress could he have?
But the
You help your stress? You get all your $60 million and you rub it all over your stress and it'll wipe it right away.
The 28th is about a week away.
Yeah.
So he's not really getting much of a timeout.
He needs a little break, though.
That's weird. Can they go on without him?
I don't know.
Is he integral to their sound?
He's going
to
sing that one part of that song that they do.
It's insane to think about it.
Remember that song they do about penis being the proper word? That's their new hit.
One Direction?
One Direction has a new hit about what to call your penis. There's a proper word for it.
Penis is what boys have down in front. Penis is the word, though it seems blunt. All boys have a penis, so no matter what you've heard, remember that penis is the proper word.
That's right.
I'm not positive that's One Direction.
It is One Direction.
Is it?
Huh. Jessica Simpson was on the red carpet at an event called the Teen Vogue Fashion University event this week. I'm not sure what time the red carpet was. I'm guessing it was after a bar had opened. Because if you listen to her in this interview, you will just, well, you just hear Kevin. That's all you hear, pretty much.
How dare you?
She seems loaded. I think she had one too many Coronas at lunch.
Right now, I am starting a record, and I am getting into a lot of other fun things. Mm-hmm. Fashion will always be a part of who I am. And it literally, like, if I'm not wearing a good outfit, I can't sing a good song. Mm. So, it really all kind of just works together. And I have a recording studio in my house so I can be around my babies as well. And they might try and sing over me. Like, they won't be my background vocalist. They'll, like, be, they'll be upfront and personal.
I didn't hear an interviewer anywhere in the area. Was she just talking?
He asked one question and she was off to the races.
Did he just walk away?
She said she had a granola bar before the red carpet. That's all I know. Yes, she did have dry mouth.
How dare you?
And this is tragic news. Miley Cyrus and her boyfriend Patrick Schwarzenegger are having a hard time. Turns out Pat was in Mexico doing body shots off a mystery brunette, and that made all the papers. Miley Cyrus seems okay with it. Apparently, they know there's a mutual friend or something. But Miley's followers are sending him death threats via Twitter, saying he better run for his life, and he better be ready for what's about to come.
Hmm. Wait, she's fine with it?
Apparently.
She didn't go on anywhere saying this
she
really
upsets
me? She
didn't complain about it anywhere, but Miley's fans are stepping in and fighting the good fight for Miley. So God bless them.
Not sure that's the good fight.
Come with me if you want to live, his dad said to Patrick as he threw him in the back of the motorcycle. Getting away from the fans. Ryan McBride here writes, don't worry, Ralph. Miley and Pat will twerk it out.
See?
See what he did there, Ryan McBride? And speaking of emails, I got an interesting email here from Lacey Sethney. Lacey Sethney is her name.
She's That's a not a name.
Podcast listener in Bellingham, Washington. She writes, hey, Rob, about 15 years ago, I was a nursing student, and I was lucky enough to land an internship at Dr. Drew's practice. I've always been fascinated with diagnostics and was so excited to get this experience. I was asked to come in early one morning to assist with a complicated case, and I walk into the exam room to see some chucklehead with a microphone standing there and another guy sitting on the exam table. I start to take his vitals and gather information. I asked him a little about his medical background and what brought him in today. He said his name was Jimmy, and he looked at me really embarrassed and said, my pee hole's plugged. I can't go potty. I woke up in a new Bugatti. My pee hole's plugged. I can't go potty. My pee hole's plugged. I can't go potty. My pee hole's plugged. I can't go potty.
That's pretty good.
Pretty strong, right?
That was pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. Today's celebrity birthdays. Spike Lee, the director, is 58 years old today. Holly Hunter celebrates her 57th birthday. Cedric Yarbrough, a very talented actor, is 42. Chester Bennington, 39 years old today. Daniel Cormier from the UFC is 36. And Jamal Crawford, Clippers guard, 35 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let's welcome to the show James Corden. Hi, James. Yay! How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Very good,
new
thank
you. New host of The Late Late Show on CBS. Cannot wait to see your work, sir. Are you excited to get started?
I'm sort of more terrified than excited, really. The excitement seems to come and go in very short measure, but the fear is present all the time, so, yeah.
Now, you're a gentleman, however, who has been on Broadway, for God's sakes. It can't be scarier than that.
Well, it's infinitely scarier than that, because when you're doing a play on Broadway, you rehearse it for 7 weeks, and then when you do it, there's like 1,000 people watching.
Right.
With this show, it's almost impossible to rehearse. And there's like hundreds of thousands of people watching. So it's infinitely... And I've I know what I'm doing, really, if I'm acting and things. Really, there's other people to guide you. This show, if it sucks, it's really down to me. And that is not a pleasant thought.
Yeah. But James,
you're in my head.
I understand you've been practicing interviewing people from everywhere to where you go and in Ubers, right?
Oh, constantly. I'm just constantly, because I've never done it before. I've never interviewed anyone in my life. So even, like, when I'm in the gas station and I'm picking up, you know, some Orbit or whatever, or I'll just go, I'll just be like, hey, so, tell me about yourself. You know, I don't know, it's ridiculous.
It's not all right. Creepy at all.
All right, look, we all love...
It's really weird.
We all love you, and we can't wait for this show, but why did you say yes?
I don't know, mate. I'm not the same.
It may have been a bad choice on your part.
Yeah, it feels like it's an absolute mistake. I mean, it feels like, you know, it's going to be worth watching in a sense in the same way that you watch a car that's on fire the other side of the freeway.
Yeah.
You know, you watch it and go, oh, I'm glad that's not me. And then you go, oh, I should probably get out of here. I think watching our show is going to be a very similar experience to that.
Well, it's not like you uprooted your whole family, a newborn, as well as your other child, your wife, and moved across the pond for this, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a catastrophe. I'll be divorced within a year.
Oh, wow.
You're going to look at me and go, you moved us here so you could do that? I'm out. How old are my kids?
Yeah.
My son is 3. He's about to turn 4 next week, and my daughter is 15 weeks old.
15 weeks.
Wow. My wife moved here after our daughter was 7 weeks. Like 7 weeks after she'd given birth, basically. She's the greatest person. She's the single greatest person walking the earth. And the only thing that makes me doubt her is that she's chosen to marry me.
Well, a bad choice for that.
She is absolutely messed up.
It is good to hear that you're not going to get any sleep, though. I think that also adds to the mix.
Dude, I don't even remember what sleep is. Like, I don't even know. Like, just the idea of having... Like, have you got kids? Have you guys got kids?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
All of you?
No, not me.
Just the boys.
I'm barren, James, and I didn't want to bring it up, but... Yeah.
You're not barren. You're just waiting for the perfect seed.
That's what I tell my mom.
No, but you don't understand, Ali. You don't understand how... And the guys will, like, back me up. Just the feeling of leaving the house with no bags.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a feeling I've forgotten. Like, I look at people who don't have kids, and I just think, you don't know
right.
how lucky you are to just go, keys, wallet, phone, I'm out, I'm walking out the door.
Yeah.
It takes me and my wife now, like, 2 hours to leave the house. From when we go, let's go out, to actually being sat in the car, that's 2 hours of frantic, just...
Yeah, you look like a Sherpa every time you leave the house, with, like, a backpack and
You look like you're fleeing Syria. Like, the second you step out the door, you look like you've made a choice to just run with your family. Diapers, food, everything. It's just iPads. It's ridiculous.
All right, now, James, you start next week. You start Monday night, and you have Tom Hanks and Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Not
two nobodies.
I know, right?
Two nobodies to warm up with.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to when we can book some big guests.
Yes.
That's insane.
No, it's amazing. We have such a great first week. Like, Tom Hanks, Mila Kunis, and Chris Pine, Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart. Our show next Monday is David Beckham, Claire Danes, and Bob Odenkirk on one couch.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
they're all going to sit together on the couch.
That's the thing I love, is you bring all the guests out at the same time. That's your plan?
Yeah, well, we're on after a talk show, so
right.
I sort of feel like, I don't know, when we've been talking about the show, we just keep thinking we have to give it a reason to exist. It's not enough that just because there's always been a show there with this title doesn't mean there always should be.
Right.
And so we have to give it a reason, and in so many ways it's going to look and feel like other talk shows. It really, really is, because there is a tradition there that we want to respect. But at the same time, I feel like the show's on at 12:30, and maybe it would be good to just try and make it look and feel slightly fresher. So all our guests are going to come out together, which we hope, fingers crossed, will just promote like a more perhaps organic, stimulating conversation, you know?
You know, I've
like
always enjoyed that aspect about the Graham Norton show over in the UK, is that they use that sort of same premise, and it always leads to more entertaining television, I think.
Yeah, the difference between our show and Graham Norton's show is that their show is hosted by Graham Norton.
Well, is that? That would be that, yes.
Good point.
Who is a genius, and our show is hosted by me,
yeah,
who is about to be found out to be an idiot.
All right. Well, James, I'm telling you, I was lucky enough to see One Man, Two Governors on Broadway, and I think you're selling yourself short. You were brilliant, and I think you're going to bring that to your work here as well.
Oh, man, I can't believe you came to see it. That's so kind of you. Thank you so much.
It was really terrific, and I think
it's a well-written play.
Well, you soared in it, and I think this is going to be a great opportunity for everybody to get to know and love you here on television in the American States.
I've watched Big Fat Quiz of the Year 817 times, your 2012 version.
What, with me and Jack? Yeah, we got in a bit of trouble that year.
But it's the best ever. You guys Google it. It's amazing. Do it.
It's not. We got very drunk. We called a pizza during the show.
Yeah.
We got so drunk, we ordered a pizza during the taping of the show. Yes.
I like it.
It is no coincidence that I have not been invited back to that show.
Right. Will there be alcohol involved in the Late Late Show, I wonder, James?
We've got a bar in our set.
I like it already.
We've built a bar in the set, so if people want to have a drink, they can. It's going to be fun, I hope.
I got to tell you that Jimmy Kimmel, when he started, he had a bar and people could drink, and that lasted one night. And then the network said, nope.
Well, to be clear, we're not going to give the audience.
That was the difference.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a problem.
If the guests want to have a glass of wine, lovely.
Yes.
But we're not going to be, like, plying the audience with booze. We're going to try and make it feel like, you know, it's a cool place to be. Not like spring break.
Now, next week you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but Thursday and Friday is March Madness, right? So you actually have a three-day work week. That's cool.
I know. My parents, my mum and dad, have flown in for the show. They've never watched a basketball game in their life. They're going to a March Madness game to commentate for CBS.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's awesome.
So in for that.
That's smart.
We're going to film them and then play it out on the show. We're like, my mum last night, just to give you an idea of what I think it's going to be like, my mum asked, we had a handyman putting up some shelves in our house because, you know, much as I'm a man, I'm really not, and I don't even know how to do that.
Right.
And she said to our handyman, Martin, she said, so I've got to do this basketball thing. How many points do you score for a three-pointer?
Oh, no. I love her. That's going to be so great.
So good.
Which game is she calling specifically? Do you know?
I've got no idea, I think it's one where there could be an upset. It's one where...
one of those.
You know, yeah, one of those. So they're doing it this morning. So whatever game is on this morning, they're doing it today, and then we'll shape it and edit it and put it out, like, not next week, probably the week after.
Oh, that sounds so good. Well, we're all excited to have you. The Late Late Show, again, is Monday night and Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and then it'll be pretty much every night at 12:35 after Letterman. Thank you for coming on the show with us today.
I mean, who's watching TV at that hour? It's ridiculous.
Well, we will be. And come back after you've been on for a while, and we'll talk about how things are, okay?
I'd absolutely love that. You can go, I'll call you from the airport as I'm being deported.
Right, fair enough.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 9:41. Time for one final look at the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman.
Hot foot, holy moly!
Yeah!
Hot foot, holy moly! What's going on?
Just when you thought you've heard it all about Screech, Dustin, Diamond stabbing people in a bar on Christmas, comes this shocking news.
There's more?
Yeah, a second allegation where apparently he threatened to stab another dude that same night.
A lot of stabbing on that night. It was Christmas, wasn't it?
It was Christmas, yeah. He was at a Port Washington bar in Wisconsin on Christmas with his professional party clown girlfriend. And they were boozing it up. He stabbed one dude, allegedly, and threatened to stab another. The second potential victim stepped forward, lodged a complaint with the Port Washington prosecutors. His name's Paul Rogers. Says he and his brothers were watching a basketball game at the same patio bar and grill on December the 25th when Diamond approached one of his brothers with a bottle of Smirnoff Ice and announced, "You've been iced. Get on your knees and drink this."
Is that a thing?
I've used that line myself a couple times, by the way.
Oh, Ralph.
You've been Ralphed. Get on your knees and drink this. The brother apparently said, "No, thank you." What? You can pass up the delicious flavor of Smirnoff Ice?
This whole story's weird.
What an insult. What an insult. Because Diamond persisted. Drink the ice. Drink it.
So that's...
Rogers told him to back off. He went back to the bar. Then Amanda Schutz, the party clown, came back up to the brother and said, "Just drink it."
What the hell?
Tag teaming. This is weird.
What the hell?
I don't know what was in the Smirnoff Ice, but at this point, I'm not drinking the
right.
ice. Because I'm thinking it's screech pee. I'm guessing.
That's a good guess.
The man refused, allegedly prompting Diamond to walk to the middle of the bar and say the words to the room, "Don't make me stab someone on Christmas." Roger said he and his brothers thought Diamond had a knife, although they did not see one, so they decided to leave the bar. How do you leave a bar on Christmas Day? Where else are you going to go?
What a sad group of people that was.
Get yourself a Smirnoff Ice and kick back. By the way, Dustin Diamond's people are saying this is all made up, that this guy's just looking for attention. So we'll have to sort this out in court as well. He's got a court date on March the 27th, so we'll see what the judge says. Speaking of scary people with knives, I'd like to introduce you to my new best friend, Mackenzie McCarty. She's just 11 years old.
Okay.
But she was recently featured on the Steve Harvey Show because she loves to stuff roadkill. That's her hobby.
You said she's 11?
She's 11. 11 little girl, lovely little girl from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, my hometown. She likes to take rats and squirrels and cut them open and gut them. And then stuff them and then make clothes for them and pose them in hilarious scenes.
Holy crap.
I don't know the half of it, brother.
Just put her right in jail now.
Here's a little taste of Mackenzie McCarty.
I usually do it once or twice a week. It depends if there's any mice to frost in when I get home. Sewing the clothes and making the props takes the longest, but I love using the brain scooper to scoop out the brains and the popper to pop out the eyeballs.
Yeah.
And sometimes when these don't work out, I don't waste the animal.
No.
Like with my last squirrel, its head was bashed in, so I decided to make these earrings out of its feet. I cut off its feet.
The squirrel feet?
Yeah. And then with my happy hunting, I cut the heads off of some mice and I made the tails into a bow. So, yeah. It's soft. You can pet it.
She had a mice tail hair bow in her hair, and she had squirrel feet earrings.
Wow.
Which, by the way, Allie, spoilers, guess what you're getting for Christmas. Squirrel feet earrings.
Oh, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
Yeah. And this is my favorite story of the week. People are saying, we don't understand Jessica Simpson's bizarre behavior on the red carpet this week. Oh, let me explain it to you. She's S-face drunk. I can recognize all the signs. It's like interviewing Kevin in a blonde wig.
How dare you?
Jessica Simpson has never been the sharpest knife in the drawer, but here she is on the red carpet of the Teen Vogue Fashion University event this week, and she hit happy hour extra hard before she got to the red carpet. I can tell you this. They asked her a bunch of questions. You should check out the whole video for yourself online. But about her fashion, here the guy asks, does she have any plans to make any more music?
Right now, I am starting a record, and I am getting into a lot of other fun things. Fashion will always be a part of who I am. Mm-hmm. And it literally, like, if I'm not wearing a good outfit, I can't sing a good song. So, it really all kind of just works together. And I have a recording studio in my house so I can be around my babies as well. And they might try and sing over me. or like they won't be my background vocalist. They'll like be they'll be up front and personal.
Yeah, there you go.
I love her so much.
You well, you two should be a couple. That's all I know. Imagine a little drunk little kids
she
you'd make.
The female me.
That'd be adorable.
That's not good.
Today's celebrity birthday is Clippers guard Jamal Crawford is 35 years old. Daniel Cormier from the UFC is 36. Chester Bennington, he's just one of the best people.
Yes, he is.
Period. 39 years old. Actor Cedric Yarborough is 42. Holly Hunter, super talented actress. She is 57 years old. And director Spike Lee, celebrating his 58th birthday today. Go Knicks. Oh, wait a minute. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Don't forget that 10 o'clock this morning, we cut off people that want to be the opening act for April Foolishness. So go to kevinandbean.com until 10 a.m. this morning. And good luck. Have a great weekend. We'll talk NCAA March Madness with Matt Money Smith on Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey, Fox, what do you have? Weird thumbs.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Where's the outrage there?
Roll another one.
Hoochie coochie.
Just like the other one.
In my opinion, that sucked.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Why?
And I need another hit.
Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz? Jay Hutz!
Jay Hutz!
Roll another one.
This is not my kind of comedy.
Just like the other one.
Hey, it's Beer Mug here.
This one seems to be about to end.
Ugh, this guy's the worst.
I don't have another cent.
Why do you think the song is in Paris is called Paris? Because this is in Paris.
What are you going to do for 69?
Just pass it around.
Please, Kevin, not in the face.
Well, don't go like that joint, my friend.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, just pass it on down.
Thanks again for the party. I need to not be here anymore.
You know what? This conversation is over. I'm really not interested.
I don't care what you want. I don't care what they want. It's over. Let's go.
Let's go. Come on, let's go. No time for fooling around. Let's hustle. Let's go. Let's hustle.
He's down on the phone.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
So stick around. We'll both be back, right back.
I love you, Poppy.
Penis.